Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. There's the Birds for you. Classic Birds song. Mr. Tambourine Man. I'm a happy camper today, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, as you should know, I'm a happy camper most days. I think you can tell that I love doing what I do, and I love being part of your world and helping you with your small business and you with mine, because doing me helping you helps me, because I learn things right along with you. So I'm pretty much a happy camper every day, but I'm especially happy today, and I'll tell you why. And I indicated it earlier in the week, I think. My son is home now from Iraq. My son Craig slept in his own bed last night and got to see his 9-month-old son for the first time since he was a month old, because he's been in Iraq since then. He's a Marine, Staff Sergeant in the Marines, now in the Reserves. He's a Force Recon Marine, as some of you may know. That's the Special Forces equivalent of the Marines, and the Navy SEAL equivalent of the Marines. Or the breed equivalent, I should say, of the Navy SEALs. I guess that's the proper way to say it. Anyway, this is his second tour in Iraq. He was in Fallujah in 2004, and in 2006 and part of 2007, he was just west of Fallujah, still in the Al Anbar province. And I'm telling you this because I don't tell you a lot about my own personal life, But Craig is somebody I've mentioned to you a few times over the last 8 months or so, and I've asked you for your prayers. I thank you now for those. I've asked you to continue to pray, and I will again to continue to pray for all of our men and women in uniform all around the world. You know I do that on a regular basis. I'm so proud of them. I just can't. My admiration for that part of that generation, the men and women who are standing a post on behalf of liberty, on behalf of you and me. Even if you know, I don't care how you feel about the war. I don't care how you feel about anything. But if you can't admire the kind of a person who would put their lives on hold, who would suit up and go out and stand a post, put themselves in harm's way. If you can't admire that kind of a person, then I don't know what to say about something like that. But I certainly do, and I know most of you do. And regardless of how you feel about anything else politically, but I just want you to know that the men and women in uniform in Iraq and in Afghanistan are all volunteers. They didn't have to choose to be in the military. They did it because, and they sure didn't do it for the money. And they sure didn't do it because they couldn't find a job, because there's plenty of work for them here. The reason they're doing it is because they feel honor-bound to serve their country, to be part of something larger than themselves, to put their lives on hold, to become something, to serve something that's not just all about them. And you know, when we read research where these younger generations are narcissistic and it's all about them. You know what? I see some of that, but I'll tell you what: you don't see that in the military. There isn't any of that in the military. In the 21st century United States military, there isn't any narcissism. It doesn't exist, because you got all these people serving a cause that they believe in. And it's not all about them. And I admire them. I'm so proud of them. My son's home, as far as Iraq's concerned, you can stop praying for him. I wouldn't mind if you could. We can always use prayers for our children, can't we? It's a dangerous world. And you bring a child into the world, all you can do is look after him as best you can and pray hard. But there's so many of them left over there that are still doing their country's bidding, and there's many more going. As he came home, someone took his place. Continue to pray for all of them. And I want you to also realize that they're doing a lot of good things in Iraq. Everything in Iraq is not about the one or two bombs that blew up today. You know, I'd like to remind us all what was going on in Ireland a decade or so ago, when there was all the strife in Ireland and England. You know, we didn't write off Ireland in those days, did we? Look at where Ireland is now. Ireland is a shining star in the European Union. It's incredible the success they're having over there. Time will tell, but don't write off Iraq. Certainly don't write off the efforts of our men and women who are over there. They believe in what they're doing. They think they're doing good. I do too. There's a lot of good left to be done over there. Let's support them with everything that we can. And thank you again for your prayers. I'm glad to say that my son Craig is home, and I'm a happy camper today. Thanks for letting me tell you that. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.